The nation's capital was filled with excitement over the weekend as Carnival Cruise Line celebrated their 20th anniversary in Grand Turk with a cruise port day. We spoke with Phil Grant, Carnival Cruise Line's Director of Public and Community Affairs for the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos.
So we're celebrating 20 years of existence of the Grand Turk Cruise Center, and what we wanted to do was have an event to say thank you to the community of Grand Turk. There's no way that we could have had the success that we did have without the partnership and the support of the Grand Turk Cruise Center and the community. So we wanted to tell them thank you for partnership, for support for 20 years and looking for the next 20 years forward. I'd also like to say that this is an annual event, so you can expect to see us every year around this time in Grand Turk to say thank you for this wonderful community, for embracing us and making this our home and welcoming our guests.
We also spoke with the leader of the opposition to hear his thoughts on the community event.
Yeah, it's nice to see how much the community has come out to support this Carnival Cruise Port Day. We have interaction from the entire community of Grand Turk. It's nice to see how the children are enjoying themselves and with the parents. And want to thank Carnival for hosting this event, that, you know, they're a good corporate citizen here in Grand Turk. More of these things need to take place, that our people can be a part of everything, be a part of the success, be a part of the development, everything that is taking place here. So I'm very happy of all the people that I'm seeing out here, all the hundreds of children, hundreds of parents, everybody having a wonderful time. So it's wonderful.
We also heard from Honorable Otis Morris on his reaction to the event.
I can say that for 20 years that this has been here, I've been a part of this, well, more than 20 years, to be honest with you, because I was part of this journey from the beginning. I was one of the first ones on the site that cleared the land, built up the land, built on the buildings. There's a story that I can tell you about here, is that the day when the first ship came in, I was still walking up here on the site when Mr. Gior Israel, he was there and he had me doing work that to make sure that things go on right. So it is very nostalgic. I'm happy that this happened, and I think that something that we should look forward to see to happen every year going forward, because it's something that it is deserving to the community of Grand Turk.
The event had free food and drinks, sweet treats and face painting for the kids, as well as a domino competition, raffle giveaways and live music. Many of the event goers shared their gratitude for the Give Back event.
I really enjoyed the event. It's very fun and the children is having fun as well. And I really do appreciate it. And I hope this is something that's continuing, because everyone is out. Literally everyone.
The event today, I think it went well. It was really supported by the general public. I spoke with the manager. Everything was great intact. The security did a good job. The food was awesome. I like the crowd, a lot of government ministers were here to support the event, and I think that it's a good event for the district, for the country, the whole country on a whole. I think we should have it every year.
It's a very exciting day here at the Cruise Center in Grand Turk. We want to say thank you to Carnival for the give back that they've given to the community here. We have lots of children, lots of people out here supporting this event, and we are so happy that this give back to the people of Grand Turk by Carnival during this season, it was a good thing for us, and we're hearing that it's going to be an annual event, so we appreciate this out here this afternoon.
So I really love this event. I'm visiting from Provo, and it's a surprise, actually. I didn't know that this was going to happen, but I love it. I love the organization, from the way they're helping people to park their cars. I love the food, the free food, the yummy food. I love everything. And the kids love it too, the free pool. Yeah, so this is something very nice.
With the announcement of it being an annual event, the residents of Grand Turk say they are truly excited to see what's to come next year.